Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
A Canadian burger chain basically broke the internet yesterday because they have released their latest creation, which is not just a burger. You know, you can do lots of things with a burger. You can put bacon on it. You can do the onion rings on top of the burger, or at least, you know, the onion ring kind of chips on it. You can do all kinds of things. And in fact, this same burger joint likes to do the peanut butter burger.
That's so trendy right now.
Right.
Who started that?
I'd like to know. Elvis, I thought, but I don't know. Anyway, so they're now making a burger with Reese's peanut butter cups as part of it. So you can have your burger with your bacon and your fries and Reese's peanut butter cups.
I always think of my girlfriend, Maura, when we talk about food like this. She could not handle any fruit or sweetness with meat. Like, you know how people put applesauce on pork chops or mango chutney or something. She thought that was so offensive and so wrong to her mouth. She would freak out all the time. Like, why would you eat that when you're done? So I have this vision of her trying to put this Reese's peanut butter cup burger in her mouth and having a bit of a mouth meltdown.
Right. I apologize. I've been scrolling my phone endlessly here because my favorite location, did I mention the burger joint yet? It's The Works, which we have one in Uptown Waterloo. And there's another one. My favorite location locally of The Works is the one on Fairway Road.
Okay.
And I'm looking for the picture because I took a picture of it one day. Because
you tweeted it out as a few months ago.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember. That was so funny.
It's right beside a Jenny Craig.
Yes.
Yeah. So
right
you've got,
beside.
You come out of the Jenny Craig and you can walk right in for a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup hamburger.
That is temptation.
It is.
It's kind of like when you're downtown at the gym that's at Market Square. And when you open the door to go to the gym at Market Square,
totally.
All you smell is McDonald's.
Absolutely.
And you're like, oh, God, where do I go? Where
that's
do I
well
go?
Played.
Yeah, exactly.
Where to go.
I used to go to that gym. I was okay then. I didn't go eat the McDonald's afterwards. But
I don't have any self control. I would fully intend on going to the gym and then I'd be like, French fries. I'm gonna go there instead.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's not a bad idea. But I, you know, as much as I and I've never had. Have either of you guys had the peanut butter hamburger yet? I would never try that.
No,
I've never tried it either.
This Reese's peanut butter cup burger doesn't sound appealing to me. I don't know if I want chocolate in there. Do I? Mm. I don't think I do.
I would like to eat my hamburger.
Right.
With my mushrooms and my Swiss cheese and my fried onions on it. And
yes.
Then after I'm done, have a Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's all right.
That's how I would prefer to eat it.
Absolutely.
I would like to enjoy it. Sometimes I think it's like, it's too much. Like the simplest food kind of is usually the flavors can come out by themselves. And this burger is $16.
Well,
this is $16 hamburger.
I do not want to disparage
$16.
The fine local chain. Well, we have a couple of local franchises, but that's why I don't go eat there. I'm
$16?
Sorry. Listen, I went there for lunch and it's more than $20 by the time I was finished with my drink and my fries and
You're
my burger.
Kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Look, I got to say though, the best burger I ever had was there.
Was that The Works? Was
yes.
it at this place?
And
oh,
it,
well,
it was called
good.
The Ho-Hum Burger, believe it or not.
What's
just
on
a
that?
Basic...
Is there little dwarves on it?
No, but it's kind of like a basic kind of normal hamburger, but it was really good.
Sorry. Yeah.
They did a Brenda Halloran and a Carl Zare burger when it first came out. I'm
oh,
pretty
that's
sure.
Cute.
Yeah, yeah.
I
oh,
like
yeah.
it.
They do a really neat job with the names and all those sorts of things.
All right, Works. Well, I'll tell you what. When you name a hamburger the Jennifer Campbell Burger, I'll pay you $16 for it. How about that?
It doesn't even have to have Reese's peanut butter cups on it.
No.
Nope.
How about the Campbell and Farwell hamburger? It
there
has
you
to
go.
Have two patties, and they have to simultaneously love and compliment each other and then really be annoyed by one another. So maybe you need to, in between the two patties, you need to put like a buffer.
It's not a
like
bad
maybe
idea.
Some,
like cheese?
Yeah, cheese. Is well, my side would work with cheese. Yours could be, you're more responsible. Maybe some avocado or something.
Oh,
that's a little
I like
more,
that.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. If I can
hey,
find
works.
This picture. Anyway, just go check it out on Fairway Road. I'm sure you know the location I'm talking about, but I'll tweet it if I find it.
Seriously, do you know anybody at The Works? I really want my Campbell and Farwell $16 hamburger.
I don't know anybody
well,
there, but...
who knows somebody? Polly, you see...
Yeah, Polly, come on.
Polly just said you people make the best burger he's ever had. Do you
right.
know what that calls for? Retribution.
There you go.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.